Hi, this is David Brown with Retina Consultants of Houston. I'm bringing you late-breaking developments from the ARVO meeting in Fort Lauderdale. Today at the late-breaking session, Dr. Alan Ho of the Wills Eye Hospital presented the 12-month RVO data from Bravo and Cruz, demonstrating how patients with ranibizumab-treated arms did to 12 months. If you remember at 6 months, patients treated in either Bravo or Cruz gained between 15 and 18 letters compared when treated with monthly ranibizumab. The standard of care arm and the BRVO arm gained only 7 letters, while in the CRVO arm gained almost nothing at 0.8 letters. Today we see how those patients do when crossed over to PRN therapy in the second 6 months. Interestingly, with only PRN therapy, in Bravo and Cruz, they maintain the gains. Bravo went from 18 letters at 6 months and maintained an 18-letter gain at 12 months. Cruz had a 15-letter gain at 6 months, went down to about 14 letters, or very close at 12 months. How about the sham patients, the ones that weren't treated for 6 months? How did they do? In Bravo, they gained from 7.3 letters up to 12. In other words, a significant improvement. However, note that it never caught up. They didn't catch up to the group that got the anti-VEGF therapy in the first 6 months monthly. What about in Cruz? Remember, Cruz gained almost nothing and was 0.8 letters. They had a significant gain to 7.3 letters. Again, not near the 14 letters gain, seeing those with 6 months of therapy going to the PRN. What does this tell us? This tells us that anti-VEGF therapy is here to stay in the treatment of macular edema for retinal vein occlusion. This data implies, however, that you need to catch them in time, and perhaps a six-month delay is too long before instituting PRN therapy. This late-breaking data is pivotal in our learning about central retinal vein occlusion and branch retinal vein occlusion and should help guide our management decisions in years to come. This is David Brown for the Methodist Hospital. Thank you very much.